Welcome to Interfaith Connections Podcast, number 5, for the Open International Interfaith Ministry. My name is Reverend Barry King, and it's my pleasure to welcome you today. Today's podcast is a part 2 for the April 2012 podcast. In this program, we'll share with you a message shared by Spirit at a channeling session we did in St. John on April 11, 2012. In the session, Spirit is channeling through me a message for the group. In this excerpt from the whole message, Spirit is talking about the difference between light and darkness. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Where there is light, there can be darkness. Where there is truth, there can be falsity and deception. Where there is love, there can be hatred. Even though both ends of the spectrum can manifest, it is important to understand that it is a choice to move from the positive to the negative, just as it is a choice to move from the negative to the positive. We encourage, we promote movement which embraces the light, which embraces those qualities which are inherent in our place. We are not of your universe. We are of our place. The spectrum of polarity does not exist in our vibrational world. We do not know hatred. We do not know deceit. We do not know greed. We do not know things which are of the lower vibration. We embrace that which is of light. To give the darkness power, those who embrace the darkness
give it its power by treating it as an equal to light. The truth, my child, is that darkness is not equal to light. Darkness is the absence of light. Light is all. Truth is all. Deceit is not equal to truth. Deceit is the absence of truth. And so it is with things of the physical, which embrace the absence of light. These two polarities do not have equality. The two polarities are not equal. It is as light and the absence of light, not light and darkness. It is a deception to believe that these two things have any kind of equality. Place is not linear. Time in my place is unlimited. Again, it is this polarity and the truth which I hope that I have shared with you is that the negativity which now seems to fill the world in which you reside is but an illusion. It will be dispelled. It will be replaced when the light shines through. It is through fear that people hold on to the darkness, for it is something which provides an illusion of power for those who embrace the light. There is no need for power, for the power of the light, the power of the One, is inherent in all things. It is absolute, unyielding, undeniable, indivisible. The light is all, but it must be embraced through free will. It must be embraced through right action. It must be embraced through choice, for without choice, it is diminished and becomes irrelevant. We are happy to have been able to share with you this simple truth. We do hope that we have spoken clearly, for even though it is a simple thing for those of us who live in a world, a place without darkness, to know that the light is absolute, unyielding, and that no one is lost from that light. May the blessings of the One fall upon you as the rain falls upon the flowers and brings them to life. We thank you, bid you farewell until we meet again.
Thank you for joining us today for Interfaith Connections, a program of the Open International Interfaith Ministry. I'm Reverend Barry King, saying join us again next month as we explore the interfaith ministry and the nature of spirit. Thank you.